Hello and welcome to the Tiwu podcast. Today is August 17th, 2021, and this is audio log number 9. I think it's been about more than a week or so since I last did one. It's been a pretty busy, week or so. I've recently finished an exam for one of the courses I'm taking for my work, so that took up a bit of time, and I finally finished it, so I'm very excited. I feel very relieved of that. I know it was just one course, but I don't know why it just seemed like it was consuming my time a lot, you know, studying for the exam and then you know, making time to do all of that stuff while working at the same time. So it reminded me of when I was in school, like in university, right? And it had that feeling. So that's what I've been working on. And then I'm finally done, when I'm so happy that I'm finally done. Because, I mean, it's still summer, but the summer is coming to an end, right? It's already the 17th. It's almost the end of August, which here is kind of a signifier of like the end of summer, unfortunately. Aside from that, actually, this past week, I'm not sure why, but I've been feeling back pain. it's like in my lower back, and for some reason, usually if I feel kind of discomfort, you know, you go to sleep and usually the next day it's gone, but this kind of back pain that I felt wasn't, but it wasn't painful enough that it was like debilitating. It was just kind of, it felt just painful when I like bent over in a certain way. So that was a bit annoying and kind of tiring. So oftentimes I just go and lie down, and it kind of like, when I lie down, nothing happens, right? I'm not bending over and I don't feel anything. So I guess that comes with getting older. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not exercising properly. I mean, I have started exercising more since some of the COVID restrictions have been lifted, and now we can go into gyms and things. So I have been going to the gym at least maybe once a week. I try minimum once a week, maybe twice a week if I'm feeling good. Yeah, and then somehow I got this like back pain, and I don't know, because I have a mild case of scoliosis. So scoliosis is like a twisted spine, so my spine is not straight, it's somewhat like kind of curved and twisted a little bit. It's not very severe, but it is enough that like I've had a chiropractor tell me like one side of my back will need probably like I need to do exercise in order for I guess one side to feel stronger than the other, because it's not equal, right? Like one side of my back will feel more tired than the other side because of the curve, which is, it's, I don't know, unique. No, I mean, I don't know anyone else who has this, who has mild scoliosis. So, you know, I try to deal with it, but I mean, it's not, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a very common thing. I'm not sure if it's a very common problem. But yeah, so it's just a mix of things happening. And it's the worst, like having back pain in the summer, because it's like you want to be out and about, and, you know, because it's nice and sunny and stuff and the weather's good, but then you have like back pain. So it's like the worst time to have back pain. For me, in the winter here, it snows and it's cold. That's when I like to lie down. So having back pain in the winter is not as bad, because I'll just lie down anyways. But yeah, that's been annoying. And today, I think recently in the past like 1 or 2 days, my back has been feeling better. So, but it's just been hard finding time to sit down and do the podcast after finishing my exam, because I feel like a lot of things were being held back and not done in order to kind of accommodate the exam and finish my course. So I'm really glad that's done with. And another thing that happened recently, It happened over on the weekend, so like about 4 or 5 days ago. It was on a Saturday night. So before I kind of explain what happened, I'm just going to provide a brief description that is relevant to the story. So I sleep in, me and my partner sleep in separate rooms because I have very loud snore. And I know some people do this. It's not a common practice. Most people sleep together, but while we are just, we have the space and we find it more comfortable to sleep on our own because of the snoring. So I sleep separately from him, and in the master bedroom there is an ensuite washroom. There's like a shower, toothbrush, sink and toilet. So what happened on Saturday night? On Saturday night I had some people like come over, like some of my friends came over, we played some games. And then they left, and I don't know why at that time I went to shower and I decided to light a candle in my room and then, get ready for bed. So when I was going to bed, I blew up the candle and went to sleep. And then for some reason, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I have an electric toothbrush. My electric toothbrush turned on by itself. And it suddenly turned on. So, and I didn't know it was a toothbrush. So I'm just sleeping and I hear this and I hear that it sounds very loud and I thought it was some type of alarm. I thought it was the carbon monoxide alarm because the carbon monoxide alarm is right in the hallway right outside my door. So I was running, I get up, I'm going to the door and I'm trying to listen to where it's coming from. And I'm like, wait, it's not coming from the hallway. It's coming from my washroom. And I go in and I just, and then I hear it's my toothbrush. And somehow my toothbrush had turned on by itself. And I'm like, okay, that's strange. Mind you, when I was sleeping with my cat. So it was me and my cat. Shweety, she's sleeping in my arms. Okay, so when that toothbrush sound came, it scared her like no tomorrow. She like literally like got up and like jumped off the bed and she like kind of booked it out of the room. Okay, so I was like, whoa, what is this? And I found out it's a toothbrush and I'm like, that is really strange. Why would my toothbrush just randomly turn on by itself? Okay, so I just go and turn it off. I turn it off, put it down, and I go back to sleep. And I was like, when I went back to lie down in my bed, I'm like, that's really weird. Why would my toothbrush just randomly turn on? And then I started getting spooked because my cat was like she was scared, I guess, by the sudden sound, but she also kept staring outwards, like kind of like, and I'm like, oh, it's okay, it's okay. I'm like calming her down, but also I'm like getting freaked out. Like, why did my toothbrush randomly turn on? Like, right. I like used it, right? Usually brush my teeth right after showering. So I'm like, did something happen there? But that was like hours ago. This is 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like thinking maybe like the water got to it, right? Because I'm like, okay, whatever. I turned it off and then I got my cat back in the bed. We calmed down and I go back to sleep. Okay. I am awoken by the same sound again. Okay. I don't know what time it was at that point because I didn't check the clock, but I was awoken by the exact same sound. And I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? I get up, I go and I turn it off. And now I'm like, what the heck? Okay, my cat is no longer sleeping with me now, but my cat is sleeping like on top of a box in the closet. I have two cats and they both jump out of the closet. They're like, what the heck is that? They're both scared by the sound. I'm scared by the sound and I run and I go turn it off and I'm like, what the hell is this? Within the same night, the freaking toothbrush goes off twice for no reason whatsoever. Not that I know of anyways. So I'm like speechless at this point. And so, okay, you know what, it wasn't plugged in, like it wasn't charging or anything. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to plug it in to the charger and maybe that will stop it from making this stupid sound that it makes. Like and mind you, I'm like at that point, the second time, I'm like pressing it, the button. So it's actual button. It feels like a physical button that you actually have to press down. So I'm like turning it on and off. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. This is not like some touch screen kind of thing. It's like you have to use like physical force and like touch down on it. So I'm like, that's weird. Okay. So I put it and I charge it. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe if I charge it, it'll stop. I don't know. I charge it. I go lie back down. And the next thing I hear is that buzzing sound, but it's like in increments, like it's like buzz, 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 buzz. And I'm like, what the heck? It turned on like again, but this time because it was charging, it doesn't stay on for some reason. And it just goes buzz, buzz, buzz. And I'm like, oh, I hadn't fallen asleep yet. Okay. This is just me lying down for maybe like 15, 20 minutes or something like that. So I was like trying to sleep again. I don't even know what time it is. I'm pretty sure it was like maybe 7 or something because I would think it was light. At that point, I was really, really mad because I was like, this is really annoying. Like, what the hell is wrong with this godforsaken toothbrush? So I pick up the toothbrush and, you know, I'm like, I can't. At this point, I'm like tired because it woke me up at like 5 and woke me up again. And I'm like, damn. And then so I, because it's the toothbrush has like the head and then it has the vibrating portion. So I took off the head, put it on the counter and brought the bottom portion of the toothbrush and I put it in the kitchen cabinet. I was like trying to think of where's the best place to put this so that I don't have to hear it. I don't care if it turns on again. I don't want to hear it again because it woke me up. And I won't be able to get any sleep and I don't know what's going on. Like, it's annoying. So I put it in the kitchen cabinet and nothing happens, obviously. I put it in the kitchen cabinet and then I go back to sleep. And at that point, it's already like light outside. I think it's like 7 or something. I try to go back to sleep and it's Saturday, by the way. So I woke up in a horrible mood. And it was just like the worst thing. I'm just like, I don't know what could have possibly turned that toothbrush on. So the next day, okay, mind you, I told my partner, and so I guess I should have explained this piece, but I told him what happened. I told him that it turned on by itself twice while I was sleeping last night and woke me up. And he attributes it to like a glitch of some kind to the toothbrush. And I'm like, okay, what the hell kind of glitch does that? And he has no idea. He just says it's a glitch. And then so we both agree, like, you know what, obviously I don't want to take the chance of it doing it again. So the next night when we sleep, I take it and I take off the toothbrush head, put it in the washroom, and then I take the vibrating part. So I do have like a motion sensor camera at the front sometimes. No, not sometimes. I always have it at the front so that I can see, like, you know, when someone comes, and also like if animals come by, because oftentimes because I have cats, other cats will come by the house too and things like that. So it's always pointed outside right at the front door. But like that night, it was like Sunday night, I took it, I directed it towards like a chair, I put the toothbrush on top, and I'm like, yeah, we're gonna see if this is a glitch or whatever, we're gonna see if this happens again, basically. So I put it, and then I leave it there, go to sleep. Also the fact that like I don't want it to wake me up, so I gotta leave it somewhere else because I can't risk that happening again. I was so tired just from that waking me up, and super strange. Nothing happens. Like, nothing happens at all. And I'm like, I watch the footage. I just see my cat moving around in the background and they're just looking outside. And I'm like, okay, this is a disappointment. There's nothing there. Nothing's happening. No glitch is going off. And at that point, I'm like, I don't know why that even happened. Like, my toothbrush just randomly turned on. I was really scared when it happened. And obviously, obviously, like, okay, I do believe in ghosts. I do believe in spirits. I'm not a religious person in any way. Like, I don't believe in heaven and hell and all that stuff. I'm not Christian and I'm not Catholic or whatever. But I do believe that there is, like, probably, like, a spirit world of some type that probably can't be explained by science. That's what I believe in. And I do feel like, you know, there's a possibility. Kind of like if you would believe in aliens. So anyways, so I have this perspective, but my partner doesn't. He thinks it's like, no, all that stuff is make-believe. It doesn't exist. And, you know, everything can be explained with a scientific reason and things like that. And that's where I wouldn't say it's like opposing, because I'm not so superstitious where I think everything is like, oh, that's a spirit, did that. That's because you didn't do this and this and this. You know, I don't believe in like breaking mirrors is like 7 years bad luck or anything. Or like they even say, like, you know, black cats, you walk if a black cat crosses your path, then you have bad luck. Yeah, I don't believe that. I have 3 black cats, okay? But like just some other stuff, I would feel like, you know, maybe there are spirits and ghosts or something like that. I don't know. So when I woke up the first time at 5 o'clock in the morning, I was pretty like spooked out because I was like, what the heck? What the heck is going on? Okay. Then the fact that my cat's reaction wasn't great. My cat's reaction was very scared. And to me, when they feel that way, I don't feel good. Right? I mean, naturally, I don't feel good anyways, but with that unexplained event, I'm like, holy, like, something's going on. Something's going on. And I thought, I'm like, is it because I, like, lit a candle? Because, like, I have heard people say, like, you shouldn't light candles at night, or you shouldn't light incense at night, because apparently it draws spirits to you. I don't obviously know if that's true, but that's just something that I've heard. I think in some cultures that they believe that, you know, you shouldn't, especially the incense. So I do light incense sometimes in my office because I like the smell and I like it makes me feel calm kind of thing. I just like it, but it is the type. I know, like, incense, because my parents are Buddhist and I am technically Buddhist because I do believe some of the stuff that, like, you know, incense is usually used to pray to ancestors and stuff, to people who have died. It's used to, as a form of, I guess, sacrifice or prayer to them. So that one, I do use it. I mean, I do use it, not that often, but sometimes. But I don't find, like, you know, but that particular day, and I don't usually do this, was light a candle, especially in my bedroom. I don't usually do that. That candle was lit for like a lot, like a while, like a few hours too. Sometimes I will just light those little tiny IKEA candles. Those tiny, they only last like an hour. I think they're just tea candles or something. They have a smell usually. So I usually light those ones around the house, like 3 or 4, just for the smell. And it doesn't last long. But then that day, I don't know, I just lit a really big one and it was on for a really long time. And I thought, is it because of that? Maybe something like spiritual came about, because I heard that, you know, it does attract some type of spiritual thing. I know it's silly. It sounds really silly, but I honestly, I'm like, I can't explain this weird phenomenon. And it doesn't feel good that my partner said it's like a glitch. You know, he was explaining to me, like, you know, your computer sometimes it just glitches out and there's no explanation. Like, not that you know of anyways, because you can't diagnose it. And I'm like, well, actually, if you know computers well enough, I feel like every problem you have probably can be diagnosed. Like, if your computer just, you know, suddenly turned off, maybe it's overheating. Like, that doesn't, like, you can't, the fact that you wouldn't be able to explain it. Yeah, you probably really don't, because you're not like a computer doctor, right? You're not like someone who's so highly skilled with computers. But I can imagine, like, someone who knows their computer very well and knows everything that's going in and out, they could probably tell you, like, okay, yeah, this is why it's not working. So that's why I felt like I don't think the toothbrush is having a glitch. To me, that doesn't even make any sense because I'm like, why would it have a glitch? Mind you, I used it right before bed and I used it the next day when I woke up. It was perfectly fine. And in fact, it's not like it ran out of battery or anything like that. It had enough battery. So I thought that was very, very strange. And because of that whole incident, like I had really bad sleep that day. I was so tired. I didn't really get to do much because I was so tired. And then like I slept so much during the day because to make up for the lack of sleep. Yeah. So my life's been consumed with this inconsistency. But it's been kind of hard because it's not, I guess it hasn't been difficult, I guess, because it hasn't happened again. So obviously I just kind of like, you know, shrug my shoulder and be like, okay, it's not going to happen. It's fine now, I guess. But you just kind of wonder, like, why did that happen? Like, why did my toothbrush turn on in the middle of the night? Suddenly. I've never had any of these kinds of things happen to me before. So I honestly don't know what it feels like when there is a spirit there. Like, I've had my friend, she went to China and she told me like she was staying in a hotel in the city called Chongqing, which I think is like, I mean, most cities in China are quite old, like they have history. So she told me like when she was there in the middle of the night, she had to go to the washroom. But then she felt like there was a presence. And at some point, apparently, like, she wanted to turn on all the lights, but she wasn't able to because she was, like, sitting, she was, like, peeing or something. And she's, like, oh, asking her husband to turn on the light. And then suddenly the lights turned on. But when she went out to see, he was still asleep. Like, he hadn't turned it on. And those lights are, like you have to actually physically turn it on. It's like motion sensor or anything like that. So she was really spooked out. So that was like a story I heard. And she was like, she did feel like a presence. She felt like there was a constant shadow behind her when she went to the washroom, but she just assumed it was her husband. So like, and she told me that's like that's like one of the times it happened to her. And so I was like, oh, I knew that from I knew that kind of story a long time ago. And I didn't think, I'm like, oh, okay. Kind of like, that's freaky. So I thought, oh gosh. So when that toothbrush turned on and when I turned it off and I had that sudden realization, I'm like, did a ghost turn on? I was just like, okay, is this what it feels like? Because I've never had that happen. I've never had that feeling like, oh, this is creepy. So yeah, I don't know if a lot of people have that experience, but I've been told that like that feeling you get, the feeling like there's a spirit there or something, like it's very strong. Like you'll feel it, like you'll feel very uneasy, and you'll feel very, I don't know, it's very generic to say cold, right? Because people say, you know, when it's cold, that means there's a ghost or something. I obviously didn't feel cold when that toothbrush turned on. And I didn't feel cold when I went to turn it off. But I believe in that stuff. I don't know if it makes me more paranoid because I believe in it. And I think of these wild stories or things like that. It's kind of drive myself insane, you know, thinking about this weird nonsensical stuff. But yeah, I don't know. The whole like, oh, it was a glitch thing doesn't do it for me. It doesn't explain why that suddenly happened, why it doesn't happen again. And like, if there's something wrong, why is there something suddenly wrong with my toothbrush? And then apparently it's not there anymore. Yeah. Anyways, I'd like to know what most people believe in, if they do believe in spirits and stuff, or they just attribute everything to science. That'd be kind of interesting, but I think most people probably do. But yeah. So yeah, anyways, that was my story for today. It is a bit troubling and I hope it doesn't happen again because I was really like not happy with having to deal with the lack of sleep and the fact that my cats were scared to death. So yeah, that sucks a lot. But yeah, that's it for today. thanks for listening. And I hope you guys have a good evening, good morning, or good night. Bye.